Two vacant lots near 9th and Ash are dotted with plastic Dillon's bags and crushed soda cans. Even so, Lori Walker with Wichita's Habitat for Humanity sees a promising future in the two grassy fields the nonprofit bought from the city's land bank this year.
Yep, so this one will have a driveway on 9th Street, and that one will have a driveway on Ash. And we'll build two single-family slab-on-grade homes, one-car garage. The size of the houses will be dependent on the composition of the families buying them.
The two homes will be sold to low-income families. Walker says buying property from a land bank can be more affordable, in part because land banks have the ability to clear lingering questions about ownership that often prevent development on long vacant properties. But the two lots Habitat bought are the only properties Wichita's land bank has been able to obtain in all 4 years of its existence. Frustration is growing among leaders of the land bank's board of trustees, who are appointed by city council, and among city staff, which has recommended dissolving the land bank. Here's Sally Stang, the city's director of housing, at a December land bank meeting.
We've been spinning our wheels.
Gary Schmidt, the board's chair, says they're not quite ready to give up yet. To succeed, though, he says the land bank needs to overcome two obstacles. The first, figuring out how to get properties from Sedgwick County's tax sale. The sale auctions off lots with long overdue tax bills, which are often abandoned and distressed. The land bank would like to acquire some of these properties without having to bid at auction. But representatives of the city have met with the county several times since 2022 and haven't found a way to make that happen. That's because County Treasurer Brandy Bailey, who runs the tax sale, says the land bank has to bid on the properties at auction like everyone else.
These properties are deeded to each individual property owner, so I can't give Joe's property over here to the city so they can put it in their land bank. I don't have that authority to do that.
Assistant City Manager Troy Anderson said at a January meeting that other communities commonly build their land bank's inventory through tax sales. Often, the minimum bid at a tax sale is set at the amount of back taxes owed. Any properties left unsold go to the land bank. But in Sedgwick County, bidding starts at $1, no matter how much is owed in back taxes. Bailey says starting the bidding low makes the process more accessible for interested buyers. Land bank proponents say it can fail to fully recover tax dollars that should go to the city, county, and school district. Bailey also says the city's land bank can always bid on properties at auction like private citizens. But that leads the land bank to its second problem, funding and staffing needs. Here's Schmidt.
The land bank was not given city funds to go out and acquire properties. So we've got to ask for donations.
When the land bank launched in 2021, the city granted it about $375,000 in federal block grant funding. The dollars have strict strings attached, limiting their use. Here's Stang at a December land bank meeting.
You know, I don't even have a pot of funds to be able to run title searches and things like that. That makes that very, very challenging.
Schmidt thinks the two problems the land bank faces can be addressed, whether through legislative action or a more sustainable funding source. But he says to get there, the community needs to rally around the land bank.
There's a lot of momentum right now regarding affordable housing. There's a huge need in our community. There's a huge need in our state for housing. And I think that gives us an opportunity. And that's why I think it's important that we continue to hold on to the land bank and try to determine what the future is.
In the meantime, organizations like Wichita's Habitat for Humanity are caught in the waiting game, hoping the city finds a way forward. For KMUW News, I'm Celia Hack.